Hey, everybody. Sorry, this is a little noisy first year, but we're going to do the share because, Baruch Hashem, we are Koveyit in the Torah, no matter what happens. So tonight is a beautiful share. Hello, everybody. Who's that?
I'm laughing.
I think I heard someone. This is nuts. Okay, so it's a tie game at 35, but we got to give the share. So, Yisrael, what can we say about Matan Torah that we haven't already said? Everything that we know. It's amazing. So Parshas Yisro has, within the Aseret HaDibros, there are 172 words. Within the letters of those 172 words, we count 620 letters, because this is a numbers game. So what's the tafke that we're taking away from this? We're taking away that 172 is Beka La Gogolas. How are we counted? We're counted because Beka is the Gematria 172. Beis, Kuf, Ayin. And then we turn and turn it around like Scrabble, and we say, that Shammai Omer, Asei Torascha Keva. We should set aside time for learning, even when there's a Super Bowl and we want to be watching the game. We stop and we say, Asei Torascha Keva, 10 to 10 is still 10 to 10, even if we're a little bit past 10 to 10, we're still within the 10. So we know that the Keva is also 172. And then we know that what does it mean that we should set aside time for learning? With the other way to look at this, 172 is Akev, Asher Shemata Bakoli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked that we should listen to his voice, which is to listen to Divrei Torah. So Baruch Hashem, Akev is also 172. So Beka, how we are counted, Keva, setting aside time, and then of course, Akev, to listen and to observe and to enjoy, share enjoyment. So that's point number one. Point number two is that the Ramban brings down a very important yesod, that the last of the Aseret HaDibros is Lo Sachmod. We should not be jealous. And he says that, interestingly enough, the entire Torah could be learned within the Aseret HaDibros. That's what the Gaon from Vilna once said. But the Ramban takes it one step further, and he says that the last of the Aseret HaDibros is a kolel of all the prior nine, meaning if you learn the last one really well, and you keep it really tight, and you understand it, and you observe, then you'll never come to violate the prior nine. And why is that the case? Because when someone is jealous, lo sachmod, you should not be jealous, right? So when someone is jealous, what happens? So then they develop some form of hatred, and hatred breeds contempt, and contempt breeds theft, because you look at the other person, you say, he's got something that I don't have, and I want it, and I deserve it, and I feel entitled to it. So a person then goes ahead, and then he violates the concept of lo signos. But what happens if a person is going to hold the ground? Like in Florida, you're allowed to, you know, if someone comes into your home, you're allowed to, you know, if you have a weapon, you're allowed to use it. So if that's the case, and the other person has a weapon, someone's going to die. So then it's going to be Lo Tirtzach. He's going to violate the violation of you can't murder. So now he violated Lo Signo of Lo Sigzo, and then he violates Lo Tirtzach. And then what happens when a person takes away a life? Right? We say, Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam, Raminu Rav, that person has evil inclinations from the start, but a person understands that there's something even higher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tzelem Elokim Nivra Adam, that every one of us is another manifestation of Hashem's beautiful creation. So we look at each other, we can't say anything negative about one another, because we're all B'Tzelem Elokim Nivra Adam, so we're all God's creation, so we all have beautiful attributes and beautiful, wonderful qualities. But if a person takes away a life, then he'll say, well, if I can take away life, then why should I even go back to the first of the Aseret HaDibros, which is what? Then I'm going to take that away as well. What does that mean? That means that a person won't even understand the sanctity by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world every single day, which is why we don't say Yotzer Ar. We don't say Hashem created, but rather Yotzer Ar, that Hashem is constantly creating within us beautiful elements by which we can achieve greatness. All we got to do is put our hearts and minds to it. So I want to say another quick thought about the word Anochi. We know that the Parsha, the Torah, begins with the word Beis Bereishis. And of course, the little letter Aleph felt a little slighted by all this and said that, you know, I need to have a little bit of presence. And, you know, so Hashem says, not to worry. At the core in Parshas Yisro, we're going to put you at the forefront. Aleph is back and Aleph is in the front. The Aleph leads off with the word Anochi. The word Anochi also says the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kovav, that is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Anochi Notrikin Ananashi Kesivas Yahavis, I Hashem wrote the Torah and delivered to you, Kal Yisrael. So the word Anochi is also recognizing that Kosh Baruch Hu is running the show. I guess that, you know, one second. There we go. That's my thought for the Parshas Yisro. I think that there's one other Nakuda that someone asked me right before Shabbos and said, why do we name the Parsha after Yisro? What's the significance of Yisro? And the answer is that Yisro was one of the three Yoatzim that was approached by Paro. What should we do with the Jews? They say they want to get out of here. So Eov stayed quiet, and then he was, obviously we know he was punished. Bilam said kill him. So that's why Bilam was Achabachatuchia. Bilam was the one who was later killed by Pinchas, and Parshas Balak, and Parshas Pinchas itself, actually. And then we know Yisro was the one let him go. And Yisro was the one who was Davuk, in the sense that he had intellectual curiosity, and he reached, and he was Zocha as a result, to have someone like Moshe Rabbeinu as a son-in-law, and of course Eliezer, the son of Aaron, as well as a son-in-law. So they were, you know, even though there was an uncle-nephew relationship, they were also brothers-in-law. And the relationship that I have to Parshas Yisro, because we always have to see ourselves in every single Parsha, is that Yisro had seven daughters, and Baruch Hashem, I also have seven daughters. So every year my wife always tells me I should dress up as Yisro, because this is the Parsha that I should really, you know, come at my full effect, like Jethro Tull or someone, you know, just to play on words a little bit. But I don't know, I never did it yet. I'm still looking for a costume. I don't know what Yisro may have looked like. So one day I'll figure that out, and Purim's not that far away. But this is always a Parsha that we always joke about in the family, about my relationship to Yisro himself. So I think that the message that we take away is a cute one, it's a good one, that we should try to see ourselves in the Parsha. And I started off by saying something about, you know, jealousy. But there is a form of jealousy that is very healthy. Kinas sofrim marba chachma. As I'll say, that when we're jealous of people that learn more than us, that have greater stamina than us, that have greater elements of kibbut avah aim than us, that have beautiful attributes and qualities, those are the people that we should strive to emulate. And there's nothing wrong with being jealous when we see someone doing a mitzvah, masen tovim, that exceed what we believe is within our own potential. We look to them and we say, yasher koach, I applaud you, I congratulate you, bless you. And as a result, when we do those things, that's when kinas sofrim, when we're jealous of people that are learned, that's why we are called people of the book. And there's a good reason for that, because we are studious people, assiduous, and we love to have our intellectual curiosity challenged, and we love to see things in a new light, and we love to explore and uncover and even, you know, just to simply grow. So thank you all for pushing me to give this year tonight. I hope you have a wonderful, successful week, and I thank you all for the opportunity to deliver and to be mechazik you. I hope I was able to do that as well. And this is Mordechai Plasker from Uri Abramov's house out in Hillside, New Jersey, wishing you the very best, and may the best winner win tonight. Have a great night.
Mordechai, you still got to heaven for seven girls.
Thank you. God bless you and the family.